Mike Harding, and you are very welcome indeed to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music. And this show is a bit of a strange one, because here I am, a Manchester lad, sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales. I'm going to do a show devoted entirely to songs about, inspired by, set in the city of London. And it came about because on one of the last shows, I played Maz O'Connor's lovely version of London Lights and remembered there was another cracking version on that great album, Songs of Separation. And it got me thinking about London. So this show is chock full of songs, like I say, about the Big Smoke. Kicking off with Lullaby of London, June Tabor and the Oyster Band. Song written, of course, by that great Irish Londoner, Shane McGowan. Probably one of the world's greatest songwriters. A man who definitely has got his finger on the common pulse.
Never keep you from your sleep. May they all sleep tight down in hell tonight, or wherever they may be. As I walk down with a heavy heart and a stone on stormy tide, and the song went on, though the lights were gone and the north wind gently sighed, and an evening breeze coming from the east that kissed her every side. So I pray now, child, that you sleep tonight when you hear this lullaby. May the wind that blows from haunted graves never bring you misery. May the angels bright watch you tonight and keep you while you sleep.
Song. I love that verse. May the wind that blows from haunted graves never bring you misery. May the angels bright watch you tonight and keep you while you sleep. Lullaby of London, June Tabor and the Oyster Band from the album Freedom and Rain. Now, Susan McEwan, an American Irish lass, is one of my favourite singers on the planet. And on her album Bushes and Briars, she sings the song London So Fair. And I found this note on the internet. Mary Ann Carolan sang in London So Fair in her home in Hillarath, County Louth in 1978, recorded by Rowley Brown, and was released in 1982 on the topic album Songs from the Irish Tradition. Well, it is a beautiful song, and nobody, I think, sings it better than Susan McEwan.
Thank you. had a son of mirth and beauty born, and he became a sailor on the sea. And he courted a fair maid till he had her heart betrayed, and then he was bound for the sea. It happened one day in the cabin where he lay, and the tears from her eyes they did flow, saying, "Young man, that I'd be false love unto thee."
From the album Bushes and Briars, Susan McCune there with In London So Fair. Yet another song about a girl who dresses as a sailor and goes to sea to win her lover back. Now, in the heady days when I was a ridiculously young beatnik, all of 17 years old, smoking a curly pipe and hitchhiking down to London with a kit bag over my shoulder, I used to get to London and find my way down to Soho, which I thought was really ripe and randy. A place in those days where loads of people like me fetched up, imagining they were having great adventures. London, in my case, was somewhere I went to and got out of without too many scars. In the case of other people, They went there and came back severely damaged. Nick Jones does a great version of a song called The Lass of London City. I'll quote him here from his sleeve notes. Gullible Casanovas appear fairly frequently within folk songs, usually swaggering along Ratcliffe Highway, Lime Street, or some other unsavoury locality. Here the area is known as White Copper Alley, and the whole quixotic scene is played out to its unfortunate but amusing conclusion. Well, I'm not sure about an amusing conclusion, because White Copper Alley, well, white copper salts were used to cure syphilis. And that's how the place got its name, because a lot of people went there and came out slightly altered.
Well, as I was a-walking up White Copper Alley, as I was a-walking on what a fine day, a lass neat and pretty from fair London City, her cheeks were like roses, her colour was gay. And I stepped up to her, a-thinking to gain her, saying, where are you going, my pretty fair maid? And kisses I vended, and love I pretended, the whole was in vain, for she was a maid. Oh, I cannot, I will not, I shall not, I dare not submit to your passions, for I am afraid friends will discover I have a new lover, and then they will call me a wanton young jade. But I said, me dear, there's no need to fear, we'll go to some inn where we shall not be known. And then she relented at last, she consented, the first kind sir, some money pay down. And hearing these words, it made me right anxious to think I should purchase a pretty fair maid. And when she demanded 5 guineas, 'twas granted, and when we'd had supper, we went to bed. But I being tired and weary of drinking, and I being tired and weary of play, I fell a-nodding and she fell a-robbing, and left me old bedroom before it was day. And I turned to kiss her, and then I missed her, I looked for me wallet right under me head, but the lady had plundered, I roared out like thunder, all was in vain, for the lady had fled. And it's not me gold watch or me silver I value, it's not me gold watch or me silver I crave, I think some young doctor will be me conductor, I wish I'd not met with that pretty fair maid.
The Lass of London City, Nick Jones, from his eponymous album. Irish emigrants like Shane McGowan's people came to the big cities of the UK looking for work. London, Manchester, Liverpool, Leeds, wherever there were jobs for them to do. My own family, well, the Irish side of it, came from Dublin City and from Tipperary, and they came to Liverpool and Manchester, and most of them worked in the rag trade. In London, a lot of lads and lasses came and worked, either, in the case of the girls, worked as nurses, and the lads worked on the building sites as navvies, as Christy Moore sang once, building up and tearing England down. There was always music wherever they went. Certain pubs in Manchester, Leeds, Liverpool and Birmingham had Irish landlords, and to there people would go to meet old friends and to listen to their own music. Topic Records, under the curating of Reg Hall, have put out so many great traditional London Irish albums over the last few years. And last year they put out 2 box sets. It was Mighty and It Was Great Altogether, which contains some of the best Irish music you'll ever hear. Well, from an album called There's Always Room in Our House, it's 2 lads who came over and played in the pubs in England, Tom Cussons and Tony Howley, with a couple of cracking jigs, Paddy in London and Larry the Beer Drinker.
Thank you.
Paddy in London and Larry the Beer Drinker. A couple of jigs there from Tom Cousins on banjo and Tony Howley on flute. Tony Howley on that album plays a lot of saxophone, and if you've never heard a saxophone played in traditional Irish music, get hold of that album because it's full of great stuff. The album's called There's Always Room in Our House. Now, a song called Minori, The Two Sisters, The Wind and the Rain. It tells the story of a murder. The girl is murdered by a jealous sister, or in some cases, two jealous sisters. She's thrown into the river. In most of the stories, a miller finds her, takes her out of the water, and from her skeleton, he makes, in some cases, a fiddle, in others, a harp. And when the instrument is played, that had been made from the poor murdered girl's bones, the only tune it can play is the tune that tells the story of her murder. Well, it's a ballad that goes way, way back, particularly into North European folklore. It can be found everywhere from these islands to the Appalachian Mountains. This version was put together, I think, by Martin Carthy from some words he got from Jody Stetcher, the great American folk singer, and a tune called The Bows of London. The bows are the bends in a river. This is a cracking version of The Bows of London, sung by Stick in the Wheel. And it's pretty obvious from their accents that they're not from Glockamora or Ecclefechan.
There were two little sisters a-walking alone, hey, hey, the grinding. Two little sisters a-walking alone by the bonny, bonny bows of London. And the eldest pushed her sister.
Fiddle playing itself, telling the story of the horrific murder. Brilliant version there of The Two Sisters or Minori. That was The Bows of London from Stick in the Wheel's album From Here. Now, a few years after my initial forays down to the Big Smoke from the rainy city of Manchester, I found myself going down there to work, singing in the folk clubs like the Enterprise Chalk Farm and the Troubadour Folk Club, which was run by Red Sullivan and Martin Windsor, two lads who are going to feature somewhat in the next volume of my autobiography. Well, somebody who was also playing at the Troubadour Folk Club is Tom Paxton, that great singer-songwriter from the States who's given us so many wonderful songs like Bottle of Wine, Ramblin' Boy, The Last Thing on My Mind, Annie's Song, a great, great songwriter. In this song, Leaving London, Tom actually mentions the Troubadour Folk Club and sleeping on the floor, wrapped in a blanket. I know, I was that soldier.
with a dark and rolling sea between my true love and me, I keep walking through this cold, hard town. While I wait for better days, I could use a place to stay, or a floor where I could lay my blanket down. If I could beg, steal, or borrow a ticket on some ship or plane, I'd be leaving London tomorrow to fly to my own love again. At dawn to change my shirt and to wash away the dirt, then it's over to American Express. Not one letter did I find, no, she didn't send one line, though I know she has my forwarding address. If I could beg, steal, or borrow a ticket on some ship or plane, I'd be leaving London tomorrow to fly to my own love again. Last night troubadour was so full they barred the door, and I sang a song she knows quite well. But it wouldn't take too long to make up another song for a lonesome and a last farewell. If I could beg, steal, or borrow a ticket on some ship or plane, I'd be leaving London tomorrow to fly to my own love again.
Leaving London from Tom Paxton's album, Outward Bound. I don't know about you, but that brought back so many memories and emotions. It was quite, it was just like suddenly falling down a time tunnel. Now, this next track is completely and absolutely self-indulgent. Elsa Lanchester. I'm playing this track because she was married to the Hunchback of Notre Dame and Henry VIII. And I'm not making this up. Well, okay, I am making it up in a way, because the Hunchback of Notre Dame and Henry VIII were played by Charles Laughton, her husband, the great film star, who was born in Scarborough, Yorkshire, by the way. She herself was born in London in 1902, and her parents seemed to have been somewhat bohemian or hippie types, because they never got married. She met Charlie Laughton, married him, went to Hollywood, and became a very successful actress in films as well as a singer. She played in Mary Poppins, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and she sang a duet with Elvis Presley, amongst many other things. But most importantly of all, she, quote, sang off-colour songs, close quote. She made a number of albums of faintly rude music hall songs, one of which is a bawdy Cockney song called The Rat Catcher's Daughter.
In Westminster, not long ago, there lived a rat catcher's daughter. That is not quite in Westminster, because she lived on t'other side of Arda. Her father caught rats and she sold sprats all round about the quarter. The young gentlemen all touched their hats to the pretty little rat catcher's daughter. Doodle di, doodle dee, da dum, doodle dum. She wore no hat upon her head, nor cap, nor dandy bonnet, and the hair on her head fell down her back like a bunch of carrots upon it, when she cried, "Sprat's Investment Minister," and what a sweet loud voice, sir. You could hear her all down Parliament Street and as far as Charing Cross, sir. Doodle-die, doodle-dee, da-dum, doodle-dum. Both rich and poor from near and far in matrimony sought her, but at friends and foes she turned up her nose to the twiddle little rat-catcher's daughter. For there was a man sold lily white sand in Cupid's net had caught her, and right over head and ears in love fell the twiddle little rat-catcher's daughter. Doodle-die, doodle-dee, da-dum, doodle-dum. Now lily white sand so ran in her head as she walked along the strand, oh, that she cried though she'd got the sprats on her head. Her dear vaunt any lily white sand, oh. The folks amazed all thought her crazed as she walked along the strand, oh, to hear a gal with sprats on her head cry, "Dear vaunt any lily white sand, oh." Doodle die, doodle dee, da dum doodle dum. So they both agreed to married be upon next Easter Sunday. But the rat-catcher's daughter had a dream that she wouldn't be alive on the Monday. She went again to buy some sprats, but tumbled into the water. And down to the bottom of the dirty Thames fell the pretty little rat-catcher's daughter. Doodle-dum, doodle-dee, da-dum, doodle-dum. Now lily-white sand, when he heard the news, both his eyes poured down with fodder, and he swore in love our constant prove, and I'm damned if I live long after. So he cut his throat with a square of glass and stabbed his donkey after, and that was the end of poor lily white sand, his donkey and the rat catcher's daughter. Doodle-die, doodle-dee, da-dum, doodle-dum.
Well, that wasn't very bawdy, was it? I was expecting a bit of Rumpy Pumpy in that, but never mind. It was certainly a coarse and vulgar song from the Music Halls of London, sung by Elsa Lanchester. I don't like that bit where he kills the poor old donkey as well as himself. The donkey hadn't done anything wrong, in my book, anyway. That comes from an album called Elsa Lanchester Sings Bawdy Cockney Songs. And I forgot to tell you that as well as being married to Charles Laughton, she was also the Bride of Frankenstein in the film of that name. Now, I'm not going to talk too much about the next song because it comes from an album called Songs of Separation, and I do want you to go and check it out yourselves. Regular listeners to the show will know that I've played a few tracks from it in the past. In June 2015, a lot of great women folk musicians and singers like Mary McMaster, Kate Young, Hazel Askew, Jen Butterworth and lots more went to the Isle of Egg in the Hebrides, and an intensive week rehearsing and recording produced what I think is one of the best albums of 2015. This is from it. It is a wonderful version of the song I played Maz O'Connor singing, London Lights, a song about a poor girl coming to London in the family way, having her baby and finding herself alone in the city, sung beautifully here by Hazel Askew.
See how those London lights are shining through the frost and fog. Sleep on, sleep on, my blue-eyed treasure. Oh, your mother's gone, nowhere to go.
grace is shining through the frost and falling snow. Sleep on, sleep on, my blue-eyed treasure. Oh, your mother's gone, nowhere to go. See how those hands and lights are shining.
How they shine.
From one of the best albums of the last 10 years, in my humble opinion. Songs of Separation is the name of the album, and the lead singer there was Hazel Askew. And if you want any details on that track, that album, or anything else you hear on this show, go to 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com and you'll find links there to every artist that's ever appeared on the show. Now, Daryl Adams spent some time in London, although he did live most of his life on the continent. Came from America originally, massive influence on folk singers like, well, Donovan in particular. He'd been playing around the UK with Gypsy Davy. Daryl Adams took him under his wing as a sort of protege, and as a result of that, the influence of American music can be heard in most of Donovan's early work, including a song he wrote about Daryl, Epistle to Daryl. He also had a massive influence on Billy Connolly, Hamish Imlach, and Alex Campbell too. Great banjo player and a fine singer. This song is a version of Blow the Candles Out. Daryl Adams calls it Apprentice in London.
Apprenticed in London, I used to see my dear. The stars were always shining, the moon shone bright and clear. Rapped upon her window to ease her of her pain, and she rose to let me in when she barred the door again. Oh, your father and your mother in yonder room do lie, hugging one another, so why not you and I? Hugging one another without a fear or doubt, so hold me in your arms, love, and blow the candles out. Yum yum, tie deedle dum tie, dum tie tie, tie deedle dum tie, tie yum tie deedle dum tie, dum tie tie, tie deedle dum tie. Yum da dum da dee, dum tie da dee, tie dee tie tie. Yum tie deedle dum tie, dum tie tie, tie deedle dum tie.
Geez, that would be a hard one to hum with, I must say. Wore myself out right then and there.
Now if you prove successful, I just name it after me. Treat it sweet and dress it neat and daft it on your knee. When my days are over and I cannot gang about, why roll me in your arms, love, and blow the candles out. I was apprenticed in London, I used to see my dear. Stars were always shining, the moon shone bright and clear. Crept upon her window to ease her of her pain, and she rose to let me in when she barred the door again.
Prentice in London, a live recording. That's from Daryl Adams' album Live in Harlem, H-A-A-R-L-E-M, the Harlem in Holland, not the Harlem in New York. Recorded in 1977. Now, Christy Moore and his box set album. I don't know if you know this, but the box set is a fantastic collection of 1 to 6 CDs with between 16 and 18 tracks on each. A fantastic collection of Christy Moore music. And on it, on the pink CD, they're all in different colours, pink, red, lilac, etc. On the pink CD is a cracking version of the traditional song Radcliffe Highway. By the way, if you just joined us and wonder what's going on, this is a show devoted entirely to songs set in London or inspired by London. Radcliffe Highway is probably one of the best-known traditional songs about London, about a sailor making his way on shore. And Christy Moore, the broth of a boy, does a fantastic version.
As I was walking down London, from Wapping to Radcliffe Highway, oh, I chanced to go into a gin shop to spend a long night and a day. A young doxy came rolling up to me and asked if I'd money to spend for a bottle of gin, charged a guinea. And she quickly replied, "You're my son." When the bottle was put on the table, there was glasses for everyone. When I asked for the change of my guinea, she tipped me the verse of her song. And then she flew into a passion, and placing her hands on her hips, she said, "Sailor, don't you know our fashion? Do you think you're on board of your ship? If this be your fashion to rob me, such a fashion I'll never abide. Oh, so give me the change of me guinea, or else I'll give you a broadside." And a gold watch hung over her mantle, so the change of me guinea I take. And down the stairs I ran nimbly, saying, "Damn your old boots, I'm well paid." And the night had been dark in me favour, to the river I quickly did creep. And I jumped on a board bound for Deptford, and I got safe back home to me ship. So come all you bold young sailors that ramble down Radcliffe Highway, if you chance to go into a gin shop, beware, lads, how long that you stay. For the songs and the liquor invites you, and your heart will be all in a rage if you give them a guinea for a bottle. They'll send you to hell for your change.
I suppose in a way that song is looking at the rip-off side of London. A sailor, obviously, who comes away on top, metaphorically speaking, of course. But it is an attitude that folk song has had towards London quite a lot, about the fact that when you went down there, you stood a fair chance of being ripped off by the various vagabonds and con men of that big city. Now, Streets of London, Ralph McTell. It's got to be a classic. Completely and utterly timeless, sadly, none more so than today, when in March this year, 2016, there were an estimated 3,600 people sleeping on the streets of London at any one night. And that's in a land which is supposed to be the fifth wealthiest nation in the world. And don't get me started about food banks. Here's Ralph.
Have you seen the old man in the closed down market, kicking up the paper with his worn out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and held loosely at his side, yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London? Dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags. She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home in two carrier bags. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. All-night cafe at a 11:15, same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. Each tea lasts an hour and he wanders home alone. So how can you tell me you're lonely? Don't say for you that the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen old man outside the seaman's mission, memory fading with the metal ribbons that he wears? In our winter city, the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind.
Well, Ralph Martel has been visited on many occasions by the Great Song Fairy. But when the Great Song Fairy came down the chimney on that particular night, he must have got a double dose, because that is just one of the greatest folk songs of all time. That particular version comes from Spiral Staircase. And if you think about it, what would it be now? 46 years? Yeah, at least. And things haven't changed. Streets of London. Well, just to cheer us up a little bit, here's a slightly different look at the sights and sounds of London town from another of our greatest singer-songwriters who was many times touched by the Great Song Fairy, Richard Thompson. From the album Heart of England, Volume 2, this is Sights and Sounds of London Town.
Thank you. a dark castle lass. Transit down on the quarter past. Friday night leaves the kids at home, and she struts her stuff on the Euston Road, saying, do you want some company, darling? Do you want some company now? My place, your place, or no place? I could use the extra cash anyhow. Well, that's the sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town. Well, Jean Paul, he come over front and loose. They told him that London was the golden goose. Never got his hands on enough to eat. Lord, he never did get his ass up off the street. Wanted to be a rap DJ. They took his pulse and they turned him away. Under the radar of your fellow man. Well, all the charisma, it ain't worth a damn. Saying, lend me your shoes till Monday. Oh, brother, can you lend me a comb? I can wash dishes all night long. I just need my fare back home. What's the sights and sounds of London town? The sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town. Jackie, she tried just about everything. She tried to dance, she tried to sing. Too many doors slammed in your face. Oh, it leaves a nasty aftertaste. Scramble around for a little bit of cash. Ease the pain with Mr. Flash. St. Anne's Court is the rendezvous for those who share your point of view. Saying this is the last time you'll see me. Oh, never again, no way. One more time, I'll never ask you again. I just got to get through today. That's the sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of every 2 or 3 days. Runs through Soho like a rat through a maze. A little blackmail here, a sting on the side. Enough to get started on the next enterprise. Dress as expensive, but that's just a crutch. Like his word or his handshake, it doesn't mean much. Depends on his kickback from the middleman. And whatever he can beat out of Sally Ann. Saying, lucky I'm the one you ran into. I've taken a shine. Oh, lucky, I'm needing a partner. 50-50 right down the line. Oh, it's the sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Richard Thompson there with the Sights and Sounds of London Town. That's from the album Heart of England, Volume 2. Time for another tune now, and this comes from an album called Stockton's Wing, The Collection. Stockton's Wing, late 1970s, All-Ireland champion musicians, Paul Roach on flute and whistle, Morris Lennon, of course, great fiddle player, Tommy Hayes on bowron, and Kieran Hanrahan on banjo and mandolin. Four of the All-Ireland champions teamed up with Tony Callinan on guitar and vocals. The band got their name from the Bruce Springsteen song Backstreets, quote, slow dancing in the dark on the beach at Stockton's Wing. Fabulous, fabulous band, in my humble opinion. I love absolutely everything they've done, and in particular, some of their early stuff is pure class. And here they are, like I say, with Trip to London. Stockton's Wing there with a set they simply call Trip to London. Those two tunes that you probably recognise, the change in key there in the middle went from G to A, and the second tune in A I don't have a title for. And I've searched on the internet on websites like The Session, which is a cracking place for any information about tunes, and nobody seems to know what the second one was called. So if anybody listening out there knows, please drop me a line via the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and tell me the title of the tune, if you don't mind, because it is a cracker. It does look like the first one, Trip to London, was composed by Kieran Hanrahan and Morris Lennon. It's a cracking tune, and I'm going to learn it. Not right now, but when I finish the show. Sweet Thames Flow Softly, written by the great Ewan McCall. It is, quote, a bittersweet poem about a friendship that didn't last very long. When Ewan McCall wrote it in 1968, he was inspired by a line from the classic Disney movie Mary Poppins, I shall stay until the wind changes. At the time of the song's initial release in 1968, there were only 9 verses. Well, I don't know if it was really inspired by the Disney Mary Poppins movie, because the Tudor poet Edmund Spenser wrote a poem to celebrate the marriage of the two daughters of the Earl of Worcester, Elizabeth Somerset and Catherine Somerset. And each verse in the poem ends, "Sweet Thames, run softly till I end my song." I think that was probably more of an inspiration than any Disney film. Anyway, whatever, it is one of the best songs ever. Christy Moore does a fantastic version of it, but I've already played you one of Christy's songs, so I'm going to play you a version now, sung by Rufus and Martha Wainwright, and it's from the album The Joy of Living, a tribute to Ewan McColl.
Met my girl at Woolwich Pier, beneath the big crane standing, and all the love I felt for her, it passed all understanding. Took her sailing on the river, flow, sweet river, flow. London town was mine to give her, sweet Thames flow softly. Made the Thames into a crown, flow, sweet river, flow. Made a brooch of silver town, sweet Thames flow softly.
Blackwell Point I faced her, at the Isle of Dogs I kissed her mouth and tenderly embraced her. Heard the bells of Greenwich ringing, flow, sweet river, flow. All the time my heart was singing, sweet Thames flow softly. Limehouse Reach I gave her there, flow, sweet river, flow. As a ribbon for her hair, sweet Thames flow softly. From Chadwell Dark to Nine Elms Reach, we cheek to cheek were dancing. Made of London Bridge, her beauty was enhancing. Kissed her once again at Wapping, flow, sweet river, flow. After that there was no stopping, sweet Thames flow softly. Richmond Park, it was sweet river flow. I'd have given her anything, sweet Thames flow softly. From Rotherhithe to Putney Bridge, my lover was declaring, and she from Kew to Isleworth, her love for me was swearing. Love, it set my heart a-burning, flow, sweet river, flow. Never saw the tide was turning, sweet Thames flow softly. Gave a Hampton Court to twist, flow, sweet. To a bracelet for her wrist, sweet Thames flow softly.
But now, alas, the tide has changed. My love, she has gone from me, and winter's this frost has touched my heart and put a blight upon me. Creeping fog is on the river. Flow, sweet river, flow. Sun and moon and stars gone wither. Sweet Thames, flow softly. Swift the Thames runs to the sea. Flow, sweet river, flow. Bearing shapes and part of me. Sweet Thames, flow softly.
From the album The Joy of Living, a tribute to Ewan McCall, that was Rufus and Martha Wainwright with Sweet Thames Flow Softly. Beautiful version of a wonderful song. I'm going to play you a bit of calypso now, and you might wonder, what's calypso music doing in London? Well, of course, the answer is that there were many, many immigrants who came from the West Indies to London on ships like the Windrush to work as bus drivers, bus conductors, nurses, labourers, to work, in other words, building up England after the Second World War. And, of course, many, many, many of them stayed here and enriched not just London, but the cities all over the UK where they settled. Calypso was part of their traditions back home, and when they came to England, they brought the tradition with them. Calypsos were songs very often made up on the hoof as you went along. That was a form of, well, in a way, it was an early form of rap, I suppose. But I'm not really an expert on it. But I do love this next track. Well, I have done since I was a kid, which is called London is the Place for Me. And it comes from the great calypso artist, Lord Kitchener. Not the one from World War One, but the one who came on the Windrush.
London is the place for me. London, this lovely city. You can go to France or America, India, Asia or Australia, but you must come back to London City. Well, believe me, I am speaking broad-mindedly. I am glad to know my mother country. I've been traveling to countries years ago, but this the place I wanted to know. London, that's the place for me. To live in London, you are really comfortable, because the English people are very much sociable. They take you here and they take you there, and they make you feel like a millionaire. So London, that's the place for me. At night, when you have nothing to do, you can take a walk down Shaftesbury Avenue. There you would laugh and talk and enjoy the breeze and admire the beautiful scenery of London. That's the place for me. Yes, I cannot complain of the time I have spent. I mean, my life in London is really magnificent. I have every comfort and every sport, and my resident is at Hampton Court. So London, that's the place for me.
I remember seeing an old film of Lord Kitchener working. I think it was part of a B movie, the films that they used to show in the cinemas when I was a kid. They always had a big A movie. It was the blockbuster that everybody'd gone to see, Above Us the Waves or The Third Man or something like that. And there'd always be a B movie before the main event. And it was about London, and it was about the Calypso players and singers in London. I do remember that one in particular. Great stuff. That came from an album called Sweet Jamaica, 20 Lo-Fi Calypso Classics. It was Lord Kitchener with London is the place for me. Just got time for one more song, and it's The Broadside, Up to the Rigs of London Town, a song from the repertoire of the late Harry Cox, one of our source singers. And in this song, the tables are turned again, as in Radcliffe Highway. I searched her pockets, and there I found a silver snuff box and £10, a golden watch and a diamond ring. So I took the lot and locked the lady in. Another example of the countryman, the Hodge, turning the tables on the Cockney. This comes from Burlesque, the great album by Bellowhead, and I'm pretty certain that John Bowden learnt it from the late Peter Bellamy. Up to the Rigs of London Town.
London City, I made my way. Up Cheapside, I chose to stray. Where a fair pretty maid I there did meet, and I greeted her with kisses sweet. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. Some house of sin, and boldly then she entered in. Only for supper she did call, thinking that I would pay for it all. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. Waiter brought white wine and red. Waiter brought white wine and red, and the chambermaid prepared a bed. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. Between the hours of one and two, she asked me if to bed I'd go immediately. I did consent, and along with this pretty maid, then I went. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. She lay in bed as soon as she was fast asleep under the bed. I did creep on the top to the ribs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town. I was up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up to the
down to the jigs, up to the rigs of London town, up to the rigs, down to the jigs, up.
Whoa, ba-dum. What a way to finish a show. Lovely stuff. Up to the rigs of London Town, Bellowhead from their album Burlesque. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, go to the website, please. 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com. Links through to all the artists, links through to the gallery, pictures of folkies at festivals and various other things, and loads of folk stuff on there for your delectation. And you can also download this entire show and all previous 205 shows and keep them on your iPad, your iPhone, your clone, or whatever you want. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, please spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising and word of mouth is the best advertisement that there is. Do look after yourselves. Take care. Don't go crazy about Christmas. Just do it nice and easy. Pace it. There's no point in making yourself miserable to try and be happy. That's what my old gran said to me once. She was full of aphorisms like that, such as, all good things must come to an end, as the nun said when she bit the bum off the sugar elephant. Look after yourselves, and don't get daft. Ta-ra.